Here's the Marketplace Index for Tuesday the 6th. I'm David Brancaccio. This program is about what's driving today's markets and what that says about the real economy. But first, let's do the numbers. Dow Jones Industrial Average went up 52 points, 4 tenths percent to 12,150. 3M is in the Dow. It's forecasting stronger profits and sales. Stock prices also jumped a bit after the Financial Times reported the European Union is thinking about more than doubling its financial rescue fund to more than $1.2 trillion. S&P 500 up a point. NASDAQ Composite Index down 6 points, 2 tenths percent. The 10-year Treasury yield is up to 2.07%. When financial markets are like a Samuel Beckett play, waiting and waiting for a solution to the European crisis. A crucial European summit is set for Friday, and there's a chance Eurozone countries will hammer out a new system to keep a lid on debt and spending. All this so Europe's mess won't lead to a cataclysm in the style of Lehman Brothers 2008. Barry Ritholtz is CEO of the investment research company Fusion IQ.
I think the theme is waiting for Godot, waiting for the meeting on Friday in Europe to see if the Europeans can bring out a bazooka big enough to stave off the inevitable default of banks and sovereigns that are carrying way too much debt. Sometimes you just want to tear the Band-Aid off and get it over with.
When the word bazooka gets used about the euro crisis, it's about putting an absolute mountain of money on standby to provide bailouts if it comes to that. If the Financial Times is right, the bazooka could go now higher to $1.2 trillion. That's a mountain of borrowed money, which might have the power to calm markets for a while. But Ritholtz says beyond the cash, EU leaders need to actually fix Europe's underlying economies.
Well, you know, imagine you're in a bar late at night and you're really, really drunk, but you're concerned because you have to drive home and you don't want to drive under the influence. Well, your solution isn't to do a couple of shots of Cuervo or Jägermeister. Your solution is to wait enough time to sober up. But that pretty much is what's going on in Europe. You can't drink yourself sober and you can't borrow yourself out of debt.
Barry Ritholtz also has a blog called The Big Picture. President Obama today lashed out at income inequality, saying now is a make-or-break moment for the American middle class. During a speech in Kansas, the president noted how the typical CEO earns 110 times that of the average worker. Quote, "This kind of gaping inequality gives lie to the promise at the very heart of America that this is the place where you can make it if you try." He also referred to a deficit of trust that's developed between Main Street and Wall Street. The Republican National Committee, in turn, accused the president of desperately trying out new slogans because 3 years of high unemployment is a tough sell. Time now for the Daily Pulse, our offbeat take on the health of the U.S. economy. The Pulse is up today on news that Americans are expected to spend almost $6 billion on holiday decorations this year, the most in 7 years. The National Retail Federation says hot items this year are the trees themselves, plus lights and candles. Spending on food and candy should also hit record levels. According to Bloomberg, the Home Depot is increasing orders for Christmas bling to help offset sluggish demand for pricier things like appliances. Another flip side, spending on family and friends is expected to be down on last year. For more on Christmas sales and see how we're monitoring the pulse of the economy, the website is marketplace.org. I'm David Brancaccio in New York with the Marketplace Index on APM, American Public Media.